Today's daf is Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. So the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph went back to the first Mishnah of the Perek, and that is a Behema Mekasha Leilid, a Behema that was in labor. Mekasha is Kasha, who was going through a very difficult labor. V'hoitzi Ubras Yadai, and the fetus that this behema had inside its rechem stuck its hand out. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek had discussed the implications of whether you're allowed to eat the uber, you're not allowed to eat the uber, meaning does the shechita of the mother work for the uber or not, in light of the fact that the uber was hoitzias yadai. What about the yad itself? What about if it then took its yad and stuck it back into the rechem of the mother? Machloikis, Rav and Rav Yochanan. Either way, that was the first discussion that the Gemara had as it relates to a behema hamikasha leleid v'hoitzi uberus yadai. The discussion in this Mishnah right here in Daf Ayin Beis is with regards to tumah v'tahira implications. And the Mishnah mentioned an important machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, which is going to be the backdrop of the entire Daf. Says the Mishnah, Shochat imoy va'achakach chotcha baso. What happens if you had a behema mekasha leled, v'hoitzi uberus yadoi, and then the shoichet shechted the mother, and after the shoichet shechted the mother, he cut off, severed that one hand that the uber had stuck out. The question is the uber that was inside the mother's rechem tamei, or is it not tamei? The reason that you would think that maybe it should be tamei is because being that the shechita was never matter, that one yad ba'achila, so maybe we have to look at it as nevela, or maybe we have to look at it as ever menachai. But the point is, being that the shechita wasn't matter, that yad, maybe it's tamei. If it's tamei, the remaining of the uber that was inside its mother, the remaining of the uber that did become mutter with the shechita of the mother, being that it's now touching, it's making contact with the yad that did not become mutter, maybe we have to look at the kosher part, the part that became mutter, at the very least as being in contact, maga, with the part that is tamei, and as a result, if something touches a davar tamei, it too becomes tamei. Or do we say no? It's true that the shechita was never matter, that one yad ba'achilo, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we look at that yad that was hoitzi uberes yadai as being nevela. It doesn't mean we look at it as being ever menachai. It's true that shechita wasn't matter at ba'achilo, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's tamei. If it's not tamei, the rest of the uber that's muta ba'achilo will be muta ba'achilo and also won't be tamei. Isn't it touching that aver? Yes, it's touching the aver, but the aver itself is not tamei. And if the aver itself is not tamei, the uber is not going to be tamei. In other words, the Mishnah said, "Shochet es imei v'achika chotcha habasar." Magen nevel divi Rameir. Rameir holds that the uber that's inside the mother, that becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, although it's mutter b'achila, but at the same time it's tamei. Why? Because it's in contact with the aver that was outside, that the shechita didn't impact. Thus, it's tamei magen nevel. The Chachamim say, no, we don't look at it as if it's in contact with an Avela. Rather, we look at it as the contact in a Trefa. Why Trefa? Trefa in the sense that even though it's Aser Bachilo, but a Trefa which is Aser Bachilo is still not Tame. So too, this Aver, it's true, it's Aser Bachilo. But despite the fact that it's Aser Bachilo, it's not Tame, it is Tahar. And it's for that reason, the Halacha, according to the Chachamim, is it's not going to be Tame. So bottom line, the Chelik of the Uber that did become mutter with the shechita of the mother, the part that never left the rechem of the mother, is mutter b'achila. Nothing to talk about. The question is tamei or is it not tamei? What would be the svara to be tamei? Because it's touching the yad that was outside of the mother at the time of the shechita, which did not become mutter with the shechita of the mother. Usually, if you have basar that didn't become mutter b'achila, it's nevela. If it's nevela, it's also tamei. So the question is, do we look at the uber that's inside as touching the davar tamei, thus it too will be tamei maga nevela, or not? Rameir says, yeah, we look at it as maga nevela. The Chachamim say, we look at it as maga trefa. It's true, it's touching something that's asa b'achila, but it's not tamei. Where do you find something that shechita didn't make mutter b'achila, yet it's not tamei trefa? And that's why they use the analogy of trefa. Just like a trefa is asa b'achila, but it's still not tamei, it's tahar. So too, in this case, the remaining uber will not be tamei. A little confusing, but this is just the beginning and really just the backdrop of a very challenging daf. Either way, I don't understand Shita's Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the part of the uber that was inside the rechem that became mutter with the shechita and the mother, being that it's making contact with the yad that was outside of the rechem at the time of the shechita, it becomes tame. Why is it tame? Magen nevela. It's touching nevela. Freit gemara, tumas beis astarim. Isn't this tumas beis astarim? The tumas beis astarim loy metamia. We saw this in the previous dafin. There's an idea that even though if something touches a dover tame, it becomes tame, but it's only if the contact was done in an external way. But if the contact was done internally, for example, if somebody would swallow something, and now the dover tame is inside his guf, so even though the dover tame is touching the internal organs of this person's guf, but it's beis hastarim, it's internal, it's hidden, and tumas beis hastarim is not tuma. And the Gemara's kasha is that where the uber that was inside the rechem of the mother meets the aver that was outside the rechem of the mother, that point of contact is beis hastarim. And if that point of contact is beis hastarim, noniach the Rameir holds, that being that the aver is aser b'achila, we also look at it as being tamei tumas nevela, but at the same time, you need a proper negia in order for the tumah to transfer. And there wasn't a proper negia. Where's the negia? The part of the animal that's inside is touching the part of the animal that's outside. When two evarim make contact, the Gemara presupposes that's tumas beis hastarim. And if it's tumas beis hastarim, then this whole tumah shayla should be dead on arrival. The churit shouldn't be a problem. Says the Gemara, lemra meila tamei. Oh, you know what the answer must be? Who's the one that said in the Mishnah tumas? Magus Nevela, it's Rameyer. This is probably Rameyer Lashitasoit. It's Nan. Who's this Rameyer? So it's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim, Shloisha, Shloisha, Shenechlak, Tor, Minamedris. The halacha is that a Zav, Zava, has a special ability to be metame. It's what's known as Tumas Medris. So let's just pick Zav as an example. If he sits or lies or rides on something, the halach is the thing that he sat on or lied on or rode on now gets the same status of toma that he himself is. So usually if someone is a source of toma, known as an avatoma, if he makes contact with something that's tahar, the tumah spreads, but it gets diluted a little bit. So the thing that he's metame now becomes a rishon l'tumah. Rishon becomes a sheni, sheni becomes a shlishi, shlishi could become revi. And there's a whole shulchan aruch, we saw a lot of it earlier in the masechta, of what exactly could be a rishon, what could be a sheni, shlishi, revi, etc. A special chiddush in the halachas of tumah v'tayra is that a zav, who sits, lies, or rides on something, when he is metame that thing, that tumah does not get diluted, but rather it takes on the same status of tumah that he himself has. It's what's known as tumas medris. The point is that if a zav would sit on something, a chair, that chair would now be not a rishon l'tumah, it would be an avatoma. L'may nafkemina, an avatoma could be metame an adam. A rishon l'tuma cannot be metama an adam. One of the halachos of tumas medris is that the only time a zav can create a tumas medris is if the thing that he sat, lied or wrote on was at least shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim. Has to be that shear. If it's smaller than that, there's no tumas medris. This is the mission. Shloisha al shloisha shenechak. There was a shear, for example, a cloth. It was tummy tumas medris. Now, and it had the proper shear. It was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shenechak. Somebody cut it in half. That loch is tummy mena medris. It's not tummy medris anymore because we. That it doesn't have the appropriate shear anymore. It has to retain a shear of shloisha al shloisha in order for it to be tummy tumas medris. Once you cut it in half, it's not going to be tummy anymore. Avo tummy maga medris. But the Mishnah says a chiddush, divi rameir, that if you cut the beged in half, although it can't have a tumas medris anymore, because it doesn't have the requisite shear, but at the same time, it's still going to be tummy as if it came in contact with the medris. And the reason is because when this beged was tamei medris, number one, it was a medris, but also we looked at each part of the beged as touching the other part of the beged. So really, it's wearing two hats. It's in and of itself a medris, but also it's in contact with a medris because every fiber is part of a larger beged. Thus, it's in contact with the beged that's also tamei tumas medris. But here's the chap. The chap is that medris has to be a shear of shloisha al shloisha. But in order for something to be tumah, not tumas medris, any other tumah, such as maga medris, I'm tumah not because I'm a medris, I'm not big enough for that, but I'm in contact with a medris, for that you don't have to be shloish tvachim al shloish tvachim. It's a little tricky. For that you have to be shloish etzbais al shloish etzbais. So they're both 3 by 3. One is shloisha by shloisha, the other is shloish by shloish, but one is a much bigger share. Shloish tvachim al shloish tvachim versus shloish etzbais al shloish etzbais. So our mayor says that when you cut this beged in half, being that it's not shloish al shloish anymore, I've assuming it was 2 equal parts. So one is 1.5 by 1.5, the other is 1.5 by 1. So it's not going to be the same shear, but at the same time, it's a big enough shear from Tumas Magas Medras, and for that reason, you can have Maga Medras. Tanya, but Rabbi Yossi over there argued. He said, I'm Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand. How in the world could you have Maga Medras over there? There's no Maga Medras. when you look at each part of the beged as touching the other part of the beged, Rabbi Yossi didn't hear that. Ella, Rabbi Yossi said the only way after cutting this beged you can argue that each part of the beged is still going to be tummy is shemnaga by zav shei tummy magazav. If the zav touched it, then it's going to be tummy for magazav. But you can't look at each part of the beged as being a magamedris by virtue of the fact that it's attached to the other part. But what's the bottom line? You see from here an interesting machlokes, Remei and Rabbi Yossi, that if you have a beged that's tummy and now you cut the beged in half and now it doesn't have the shittum anymore. Do you look at each half of the beged as anyways being tame? Because while it was attached to the other part, it was also touching it. When two things are attached, do we look at it as being in a state of maga or not? Remeir said we look at it as being in a state of maga. Rabbi Yossi said, now, at first glance, what's the machloikis? The Gemara is arguing the machloikis is probably Tumas Beis Astarim. That if you hold that Tumas Beis Astarim is Tumah, so when two things are attached, even though that maga is a quote-unquote Beis Astarim type of maga, we look at the fibers touching in a base astorim way, Ramey holds Tumas base astorim is Tumah. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not Tumah. So what is the kasha? In our Mishnah, we see that Ramey holds that the chelik over that's inside the rechem of the mother at the time of the shechita is considered to be touching the yad of the mother that was, or the yad of the uber that was outside of the rechem of the mother at the time of the shechita. And being that Ramey holds that the shechita that wasn't mat to the yad, it has a din of an avela. It could also be metamra, but the kasha was at the end of the day, where's the maga? You need maga in order to have nevela. The maga l'chur is Beis Astarim, and if it's Beis Astarim, that's not considered a maga. Says the Gemara, oh, it's Ramey L'shitasoy. The same Ramey that said that when a beged, a complete beged, we look at each part of the complete beged as touching each other, even though technically it's Beis Astarim, this is the same Ramey who holds that the Uber is, even though it's part of the, it's all one Uber, but the Yad and the remaining part of the Uber are considered touching, says the Gemara. It's not Muchach, you don't have to say that. Lavitmar Allah, Amar Ula. Ula already explained that price over there. That Loishan, well, Shloisha, Shloisha, Shenechlak. That the only time Ramey Rabbi Yossi argued is if the original beggar was Shloisha, Shloisha, and you cut it now into two parts. Ava Shloisha, Shloisha, Habois, Me Begad Gadol. But let's say you had a very large beggar, a very, very large beggar, and you cut off a small part that was Shloisha, Shloisha. So the part that you cut was a small fraction of the larger beged. Over there we say, Bishas Prishasa Me'avim, Mikabos Tumas Me'avim. That even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that the little part that you cut off is going to be Tami Tumas Magas Medras. The only time Rabbi Yossi said you don't say Maga Medras when you cut a beged into half, that's if you cut into two relatively equal parts. It doesn't have to be mamish equal, but they're relatively equal. But let's say you have a very large beged, you cut off a small piece, that small piece is considered tummy. Rashi says it's a practical thing, because the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's not tummy magas medris is because the contact is deemed to have been only when they were attached, which is beis hastarim. So if you take a big beged, you cut it into two, when you, as you're cutting it, there isn't necessarily going to be contact. But if you cut a small piece of something larger, then we assume that little piece is for sure going to touch the bigger piece as you're cutting it. Thus, there's going to be a maga that's not necessarily beis hastarim. In that case, Rabbi Yossi is going to agree. The point is, any time you cut something small from something big, we assume that there's a real maga going to take place, not just a maga's beis hastarim. If that's the case, you don't have to say our mishnah is going dafkan according to Rabbi Meir. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Meir l'shitasin. Mishnah can go even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that when you cut a beged into two, there was never a maga. So when you cut an Uber into two, there was also never maga. No, because Lavitmer Allah, didn't Ula say Rabbi Yossi never said his halacha if you cut a small piece from a large piece? In our case, that's exactly what we're doing. We're cutting the hand of this Uber from the larger Uber. Thus, it's a small from a large. In that case, everybody is going to agree, says the Gemara. Hainami b'shas pishas me'evre mekabel tumah me'evre. Ravina said a different teretz. Beged lav lechaticha koi, uber lechaticha koi. A beged, if you have a beged that shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim, the assumption is you're not going to cut a beged. Most people don't cut begadim. So being that you're not necessarily going to cut the beged, we look at the beged as being attached. Thus, even though there's an negiah, there's maga when the two parts of the beged are attached to each other, we look at it as maga's beis hastarim. An uber, however, eventually is going to be cut. And the reason is, because what do you do with a baby animal? Eventually, a kosher one, you shecht it and you eat it. So at some point, you are going to cut the eiver that was hoitzias yadei from the rest of the beged. Being that you were going to cut it anyways, here's the punchline. Something that is oimid lachtoich, we look at it as kechatoch tami. So we look at it as chatoch now. What does it mean it's chatoch now? So we don't look at the point of contact as beis hastarim. You only look at it as beis hastarim. You can't see it. Where's the point of contact? Oh, where they're touching each other? You can't see it. It's all one piece. But if you can look at it as if it's kechatoch tami, so then, even though practically I see one Uber, but halachically, my halachic vision sees something else. I see koloi melachtech kechatuch dami. That's what I'm looking at. And as a result, that's an exposed area. I see two cut up pieces. Oh, that's not based on storm. If it's not based on storm, that's what it's going to be. Tumah says more. 1 second. Come on. This is also like Reb Meir. Tonight we went to the Mishnah. Kol yodas hakelon shein aruchos. A Mishnah mesechtes mikvaos. So if you have a keli that you want to the toivel, and this keli had a very long handle. It was so long that no one in the world would keep such a long handle. What does it mean? You're going to eventually cut it. Now you want to toivel this keli. So you put the keli into the mikvah, but you were still holding on, let's say, to the edge of the handle. You didn't toivel the entire handle. But it's also the katzitzon, the halach is matvel ad mito. The Rameir says that's fine. It's a good tahira. What do you mean? The whole keli didn't have tefillah. No, which part of the keli didn't have tefillah? The part of the handle that you're going to cut anyways. The part of the handle that you're going to cut anyways. No worries. We're not worried about that. We look at it as if it's kakatsis. It doesn't matter that it's oimid liktsoitz. You still have to toivel the entire thing. Also, who holds that you say kolo oimid liktsoitz kakatsis nami when it comes to tumma v'tahira? That's Reb Meir. So again, if you're telling me that Pshat in our mission, the reason it's not Tumas Beis HaStorm is Kolo Oimed Lachta Kechatuch Dami, sounds very similar to Kolo Oimed Liktsoitz Kechatuch Dami, which is Shitas Reb Meir in the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvos, which is fine, because we're coming to explain Reb Meir in our Mishnah. But again, does this mean that Ravina's Pshat only works Reb Meir L'Shitas? The Gemara says no. Filu Temi Rabbanon, it could be it's going, even going to Rabbanon, Chaburi Eichlan Teman Mifazi Dami. V'negi Badadi, there's a difference between Kolo Oimed Liktsoitz regarding the handle of a keli, and kolayim adlachtech regarding one of the legs of an animal. Food, everybody chops up. A handle, even though this person feels that the handle is too big, but you can't, it's much more challenging to say kolayim adlichtzoitz of a keli than to say kolayim lachtoich of food, because food is command mifrasi dami. It's just that we always see food as if it's already chopped. We see it sitting on the plate. So if that's the case, then it could be even the rabbanon that argued in Masechtas Mikvos with regards to the keli, they can agree as it relates to the food over here. Either way, so we had two pshatim in the Mishnah. Again, Reb Meir holds a chiddush in the Mishnah. Reb Meir says that if you shechted a mother, a pregnant mother, at the time, the Uber had been hoitzias yadi. It was outside of the rechem of the mother at the time of the shechita. It's the first Mishnah Perek Behema Makasha. We know this in our sleep now. And that is that Aver of the Uber, tricky, the Aver of the Uber is not Motabachila, it's also Bachila. Reb Meir says, if it's also Bachila, it's Nevela, or Aver Menachai. That's already in Shabbos' stuff. But let's, to keep it simple, it's Nevela. And if it's Nevela, meaning it never became Mutter with the shechita, so it's Nevela. If it's Nevela, then the rest of the Uber, even though it was inside the rechem of the mother, and it became Mutter al yedei de shechita, but at the same time it's going to be tamei because it's making contact with a davar tamei. It's making contact with nevela. Maga nevela is a problem. If you touch a nevela, you become tamei. Zok de Gemara. I don't understand Reb Meir. It's very nice to love this, but at the end of the day, that contact happened when? Because you're saying because it's part of the aver is part of the uber, and it's making contact with the rest of itself. That maga is based on starim, and maga is based on starim is not a maga. So essentially, the Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara said, which was ula. And that is that any time you cut a davar katan from a davar gadol, we assume that there's going to be a real maga as you're cutting it. So we don't look at it as maga space hastarim. According to Ravina, the Teretz says it's true. In theory, it's maga space hastarim. But if you look at this with your halachic glasses, then what you're supposed to see is two exposed areas. Because kolo'imid lachtoich is kechatuch dami. Thus, even though practically speaking, the contact happened base hastarim, but I actually see, no, I see a cut up uber because that's just the way it is. Kolo'imid lachtoich kechatuch dami. Thus, it's not considered maga space hastarim. What will be the nafkimina? The nafkamina would be, what happens if you never cut it? Does it become tame or does it not become tame? According to Ula, if you never cut the aver, then there's not going to be tumma because the tumma was always beis hastarim. According to Ravina, even if you didn't cut the aver from the uber, it's still going to be a problem because kolaymid lachtach is kachatach dami, says the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. You know what the Mishnah says? When the Mishnah brought Reb Meir's halacha, shochet es imo, I'm reading from the Mishnah, va'acha kachotcha habasar. This was very clear. Reb Meir said his halacha, two things happened. First you shechted the mother, and then you shechted the aver. According to Ula, I understand why the Mishnah said chotcha is aver. Because if you didn't cut the aver, it's always going to be Tumas Beis HaStorm. But according to Ravina, that holds that even if you don't cut the aver, it's command of chotuch tami, my chotcha. So why did the Mishnah need to set up Reb Meir's halacha with two Hakdamos. Number one, you shechted the mother. Number two, you cut the aver. You don't have to cut the aver. Even if you don't cut the aver, it's still not going to be Tumas Beis Astar, because without cutting it, it's already Kechatuch Damis. The Reisha had to say Chatcha, Ayin Sham. But once we mentioned Chatcha in the Reisha, we mentioned Chatcha in the Sefer as well. Either way, this is all Rameyashi. Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said that even though the aver was outside of the mother at the time of the Shechita, and as a result did not become Mutter with the Shechita of the mother, but we still don't look at it as Neveila. And as a result, the remaining part of the Ober that's inside the mother that does become Mutter, not only is it Mutter Bachila, it's also Tahar. It's also not Tameh. What do you mean? It's touching the Aver. So what was the Lashon of the Chachamim? It's like Maga Treif Eshchuta. It's like touching a Treif. Rameir said it's like touching a Nevela. It's Tameh. The Chachamim said it's like touching a Treifa. Now, Pasha, what do the Chachamim mean to say? They mean to say it's like touching a Treifa, which is not Tomei. A Treifa's Usser, but it's not Tomei. Nevela has Yoredeya implications. It's a Veheter. You're not letting eat Nevela. Also has Tumah V'Taira implications. If you touch a Nevela, you become Tomei. So many Pesukim in the Torah. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Shmini, it's all over the Torah. So that's something that you're not allowed to do. As it relates to Treifa, Treifa has Achila implications. You're not letting eat something if it's Treif. But at the same time, there is no Tumah V'Taira implications. But the Gemara felt that the Lashon, it's as if you touch the Treifa, sounds like maybe there is some Tumah V'Taira implications of a treifa. Because otherwise, what the Chachamim should have said was, is if you touch the regular shchuta, why they use the word treifa? So the Gemara sees in there that there may be some tumah implications even in a treifa, which sounds like news. Says the Gemara, treifa shchuta mi netanya? Should I make such a subtle deal? Gemara says, yes. Even though we understand ordinarily that treifa is not tameh, there's a very important Gemara that treifa sometimes could be metameh, and that is in kachim. It's a chumrah, it's a din de rabbanon, only when it comes to muktashin. But the point is, if this exact animal that was discussing that fine vase of an aleph was a behemas kachim. So it was a behemas kachim, and it was an ober, it was haitzias yadai. That even the Chachamim would agree this tumah on the ober. It'd be a tumah midrabanan by virtue of the fact that a kachim that touches even a treifa, the point's not a regular Aver, Shchuta, that has no issues with it, where the Uber that's touching it is 100% glap kosher l'maharshin. It's not. At the same time, it was in contact with a treifa. Not Neveh like Rameir, but treifa, l'mayin afkamina, if this behemah was a behemah's kachim. Either way, the Mishnah then went on to describe an abridged version of the exchange between Rameir and the Chachamim. So Rameir says that one Aver, if it's also b'achila, it's also b'achila, that means there was no Shchita. There was no Shchita, it's Neveh. The Chachamim said, Mechatesi. You find that something could be Asav Achila, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Nevela. Where do you find that? Treifa. Treifa Deichiach. The Gemara had a little bit of an exchange, a back and forth between Rameir and the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this exchange. Take us to the bottom of the Yom. It's the Gemara time. Rameir told the Chachamim, V'chimit yaroi le'ever zemi de Nevela. Shchita zimoy. I mean, according to you, Chachamim, this Aver is somehow not Nevela. How would it not be Nevela? I mean, L'chaira, it's Nevela, it's Teretz is, oh, because there was a Shechita on the mother. So if you can look at the Shechita of the mother as impacting even this Eber that was outside of the Rechem at the time of the Shechita, so why is it a mutter b'achila as well? You're being inconsistent. Amru lo, yisad ha-chachamim told Rameh, harbi matzeles al she'en ha-gufa, yoyse min she'gufa. You find that Shechita can work better for something that's not part of the mother than for something that is part of the mother. Because we saw in the Sefer of the Mishnah, if somebody cuts part of the Ober, it was the Sefer of the first Mishnah of the Parak, somebody cuts part of the Ober and he leaves that body part inside the mother, and then you shech the mother, but if you would cut a part of the mother, a part that doesn't make it a treifa necessarily, but an important part nonetheless, such as the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, and you will leave it inside the mother, it would be also b'achila. So you see, shechita could sometimes impact something that's not part of the mother better than it can part of the mother. Either way, if this Gemara seems a little bit sasun, these last few lines, it should. It's fake the Gemara, my kamar, which in short means, what did we just say? Amar Rava, so Rava said, the Amri Lokadi, Chasure Mechsur V'Hachik Pani. We have to insert some language and we can make sense of this. Zok the Gemara, Rameir. Rameir's tie to the Chacham was like this. Again, was taking this from scratch now. You tell me the Chachamim that one Aver is not Matamak Kinevela. Why? Because of the Shechitim. They have to be consistent. If the Shechitim works for the Aver, for Toma, it should work for the Aver, it should be Mutamachila as well. Amar Lai, so they told him, Treifa Teichiach. Well, it's not Muchach. You find sometimes that Shechita could be Metar something from Nevela and not be Matir Ba'achila. Where do you find that? By Trefa. Sheshchitas Metarasa Metar Nevela be Matir Rasa Ba'achila. You find that if you shecht an animal, that's a Trefa, the animal is not going to be Tummy anymore, but at the same time, it's not going to be Mutter. Amalehen. So Rameir told the Chacham Avoyim, Tiaros Shechitas Trefa Oysa Dovashigufa. It's true you find sometimes this idea, this spalt, but at the same time, you only find it if the thing that you shechted is in and of itself the thing that you want to be metaher. So you shechted an animal, so you can bifurcate the status of this animal as it relates to, did the shechita work with regards to tumah v'taira, or did it work with regards to itva heter? But where do you find that with regards to shechting one thing and it impacting something else? The taira is ha'ever dover she'in agufa, but over here, the shechita of the mother you want should be metaher, the ever of the uber, which is a dover she'in agufa. Told him just the opposite. Rameir in Svara, it's punkfakert. Amrulay harbe matzeles al she'ena gufa yoyzem gufa. You actually find that shchita can impact something that's not part of itself more favorably than something that's part of itself. Where do you find it? That's the safe in the Mishnah. If you cut a part of the uber and you leave that body part inside the mother, it's going to be mutamachilo. If, however, you cut a part of the mother itself and you leave it inside, it would be also bachilo. Either way, that was the exchange. The exchange was, in short, Ramey, it's tainted that you want to know why the eva that was outside the rechem of the mother at the time of the shechita is going to be nevela, because the shechita didn't work for the eva. And if the shechita didn't work for the eva, it didn't work for the eva. If it wasn't matut bachilo, it can't be matar midei tumas nevela as well. The Chachamim, in short, said one has nothing to do with the other. You find in laws of Shechita and Gerudea that the two, it's two separate sugyas. There's the question, did the Shechita work for Tumah V'Taira? And then there's the question, did the Shechita work for Heter Achila? Where do you find that? Dreyfus. I mean, the whole Perigelu Dreyfus screams there. So you find this idea. So once you find this idea, you can apply the idea here as well. What did Rameir say? Rameir said, yeah, you find it when you're discussing the animal itself. Mechatesi, you should find that for the uber as well. Chalas are just the opposite. When it comes to the uber, it's more lenient. Because you see, it's easier to be matter al yidei shechita, a chelik of the uber, believe it or not, than it is to be matter a chelik of the mother that you shechted. It seems counterintuitive. Where do you find such an idea? The Sefer of our Mishnah. You find it in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Another brisa that says the same exact thing. Rameir told the Chachamim, how could the ever not be Tumas Nevela? If it's not mutar b'achila, then it should be tumas tamas nevela. Amrulay, they told shchita zimay. If kein tatarena b'achila, manav shach. Amrulay, treva teichiach. Shchita zimay taras mitein nevela. Me matiras b'achila. Amrulahem, if tiara shchita treva. So I understand that the treva shchita works to be matarit. That's because it's it itself. Vesha ever hamedoldulba. What does that mean? That's going to be the next part of the daf. Davar shegufa. Shaneimah will know what that means. Shegufa. That's part of the gov. Titaher esha uber. Sheena gov. But I don't know if you can relate that to the uber, which is not part of the gufa. So the Chachamim told him, no, harbi matzelas hasha'ina gufa, yoyse mi gufa. You actually find that the shechita works better for something that's not gufa than it does mi gufa. It's an exact repetition of everything that we just said. So either way, the Gemara, again, it's been discussing the machloikis, Rameir, and the Chachamim with regards to a behema makasha leilet, v'hoitzi uber es yaday, then you shechted the mother. So at the time that you shechted the mother, the uber was partially out of its mother. The part that's inside is mutav achila, the part that's outside, assuming it's only a hand and not the head, for example, is going to be asav achila. The question is, the part that's mutav achila, is it tamay or is it not tamay? Rameir says it's tamay, because if the aver that's outside is not mutar b'achila, means the shechita never impacted it. If the shechita never had an effect on that eiver, what you're left with is a shtik nevela. If it's a nevela, the uber that's inside is making contact with that eiver, which is nevela. It's a good old-fashioned manga nevela. The halacha is, it's going to be tummy. Fake the Gemara, it's a good old-fashioned manga nevela. It's tumas beis hastarim, ula, ravina. We had two terutz to explain. But that's Rameir's shita. The Chachamim say, no. The Chachamim say, it's true that the shechita did not impact that eiver to be maturit ba'achila, but it did impact. It was chal shechita on that eiver with regards to tumah v'taira. Really, shechita could be chal for this and not for that. Treifa teichiach, treifa is the guf, just the opposite. It actually makes more sense, being that we're dealing with a chelik of the uber, than it would to say such a chelik if we weren't dealing with a chelik of the uber. Either way, when Rameir was making his argument to the Chachamim, and he said, I understand how you could be mechalik between the shechita being a shechita to take away the tumah,
but not being a shechil of heter achila, he said it makes more sense if we're discussing the gufa behema that I shechted versus an uber or an aver of the uber that's inside the mother. What was his lashon? So in the Tanya Nami Hachi, in this second brisa that the Gemara brought, Amalehen, Rameir told the Chachamim, Impia Rosh Shchitas Treifa Oisa. I understand it in a classic case of Treifa, where we're discussing, I'm shechting this behema, so you'll tell me a chiluk, the Shchita works for the behema that I shechted to be Matar, Tumas Nevela, but not to be Matir Mnei Achilo. V'eso Ever HaMedoldolba. And I understand it also, if there's an Ever HaMedoldolba, which again is Dover Shagufa. Where I don't agree with you is when you're dealing with not the animal that I shechted, but the fetus of the animal that I shechted. That was Rameh's argument. But he threw in, V'eso Ever HaMedoldolba. So what's an Ever HaMedoldolba? This is an Ever that's hanging off the animal. So you're dealing with an animal, it doesn't have to be a pregnant animal, a regular animal, and one of its avarim is hanging. It's not a trefa, but at the same time, it's eventually this aver is going to fall off. And there's a sugya arucha that the Gemara really discusses at the end of the Masechta, but we're going to have a lot of it right now, that discusses the halachic status of aver hamedoldolba. The most important halacha of aver hamedoldolba is that when you shecht an animal that has an aver hamedoldol, this hanging aver, that aver does not become mutar b'achila. That's the halacha. The question is, if it's not mutar b'achila, is it also tameh, as if it would have been nevela, or maybe Avram and Achai? I mean, how do you look at the Avram Adolaba? Maybe the way you look at it is as if it fell off before I actually shechted it. That's why it doesn't become mutter. If I look at it as if it fell off before I actually shechted it, then I would treat it as a shtick Avram and Achai right now. Avram and Achai is tame. Or maybe I look at it as a nevela. I don't say that it fell off before I shechted it, but at the same time, there's just a din that shechita doesn't work for it. Now the animal's dead. It fell off after it already died. So that Avram is going to be looked at as nevela. It's very similar to the sugya that we're learning now. We're discussing an Avram of an uber that wasn't inside the base rechem at the time of the shechita, and that Aver does not become mutter. What about as it relates to Tumah V'Tayra? This is a very, very similar shayla. What's the halacha of an Aver HaMedoldol, not of an Oper, of a regular animal, different case. A regular animal has an Aver HaMedoldol. You shechted it. That Aver does not become mutter b'achila. What about with regards to Tumah? Do we say it's Tameh or do we say it's not Tameh? It seemed clear that Rameir held that it would be Tahar. Because when Rameir was saying that, Chachamim, I'll tell you where I hear your shita. I hear the chilek in the shita being a shita with regards to being matar b'achila versus tumah v'tahara with regards to a regular trefa. Or I hear it even by an Aver HaMedoldolba. What did Rameir mean when he said, I hear it by an Aver HaMedoldolba? He meant that over there, even though the shita is not matar b'achila, I can hear that the shita will be matahara. Why? Because it's the gufa behema that I'm shechting. But you, Chachamim, want to say it even for the Aver of the uber? Which is Eina Gufa, there I don't hear it. The Chum said, no, I hear it more by the Uber than I hear it by the Aver HaMedoldolba. But either way, it would seem for Rameir that even Rameir, who holds that the Aver of the Uber is going to be Tamei Nevela, would agree that the Aver HaMedoldol, although the Shechita wasn't matter at Be'achila, it's not going to be Tumas Nevela. Stating that, the Gemara says, Machlekes HaMayroim, what the halacha is, regarding the Aver HaMedoldol with regards to Tumah V'Tahara, and it's not just any Machlokes HaMayra, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Up Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon ben Lakish said, K'machlokes bu'ubarin, kach machlokes be'evarim. The same exact Machlokes Rameh in the Chacham. Regarding the Aver of the Uber that was not inside the Rechem at the time of the Shechit, which we know was also Be'achila. Is it Tomei Tumas Nevela or not Tomei Tumas Nevela? Meir said it's Maga Nevela. The whole Uber becomes Tomei. Chamim saying no, it's not Maga Nevela. It's Maga Shreifa. And as a result, unless it's Kachim, where it'd be Tomei Midrabanan, it's not going to be Tomei at all. That same exact Machloikas you have Be'ivarim, by the Aver HaMedoldol. Meaning, according to Rab Meir, the Halach is going to be that it's going to be Tomei, according to the Chachamim, it's not going to be Tomei. Rabbi Yochanan said, Machloikis be'eved the Uber. No, Machloikis is only by the Uber. Avol be'eved the Behemo, as it relates to the Eved Medulto, divrei hakol shchita oisin nipo. Everybody agrees, shchita oisin nipo. What does that mean? Rashi says two words. Gemar nefila. Meaning everybody is going to agree that the Eved HaMedulto is going to be Tomei. Even the Chachamim that said that the Eved of the Uber that was not inside the Rechem does not become Tomei, but the Aver HaMedoldol is more Chamor, and there everybody agrees that it's going to be Tomei. Oisin Nipul in the sense that when you shech the animal, it just completed what we see had already happened prior to the Shechita, And as a result, we look at it as if the Eiver fell off prior to the Shechita, in which case it's going to be Tameh. By the way, which Tumah will it be if it fell off prior to the Shechita? Not Tumas Nevela, Tumas Eiver Merachai, which is very similar to Nevela, but if you want to be accurate, it's not Tumas Nevela, it's rather Tumas Eiver Merachai. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Libid Rabbanan. What's Pshat and what Rabbi Yochanan, Alibid the Rabbanan? Meaning it's coming out of Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanan are going to be Mechalik between the Eiver of the Uber and the Eiver HaMedoldol. And the Eiver HaMedoldol is going to be more Chomer according to the Rabbanan than the Eiver of the Uber. So the Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you, it's very posh to Svara. Hi, you slate the Kanta Bechazara. The whole less slate the Kanta Bechazara. Rashi says this is Rabbi Yochanan Lushitasa in the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yochanan held that when the Uber came out of the Rechem of the Mother, if it put its hand back in, it's going to be okay. So meaning when the Uber's Eiver was outside of the Rechem and you shechted the mother, at that point, even though there was a problem, the Shechita had no way of impacting the Eiver, but it was a problem, sheyesh lo refuah, right? Sheyesh lo takana. The Uber could have taken its hand, brought it back inside, and in that case, it would not have been an issue. However, if the Eiver is meduldol, it seems like there's no way to fix that. And if there's no way to fix that, it's a problem that has no chazara, and over there it's more chomer. Over there we look at it as if it already fell off. The shechit is just the gemar nefila. Thus it's going to be tomei tumas Eiver menachai. So it comes out that Rish Lakish holds that the same machlokes is made the chomer we had in our Mishnah regarding the Eiver of the Uber, you have regarding the Eiver hameduldol. What's the commonality between the two cases? You have two cases where you shechted, where there's a part of the animal that's not muta b'achila, and the question is, does that mean that it's also tamei or not? So in the Mishnah, it's machleks remein the chachamim. In this case, Rish Lakish says you can have the same exact machleks remein the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan said no. When it comes to the Eiver HaMedoldol, everybody agrees that it's going to be tamei. What's the kasha from the brisa we just learned? Meisvei, Yomalam Rameir. What did Rameir say? Rameir was timing to the chachamim. He said, chachamim, I hear you a chilek. I'm willing to differentiate between the tumah component of the shechita and the heter achila component of the shechita when you're dealing with the guf itself that you shechted. And he said, lo, tiaro shechitas trefa oisa. Veso efer, I'm a doldol, but I understand a regular trefa, even though it's asav achila, could be tar. Or if there's an efer, I'm a doldol, which is asav achila. Animal's not a trefa, but it has an efer, I'm a doldol. I understand that it could be tar, because it's dovesh gufa. Titaires or uber, dovesh ena gufa. Frank the Gemara, how do you read this? Bishle, the Lord of Shem, then Lakish. Bishle, the coin to Rish Lakish, who says that Rameir that said that by the Eiver of the Uber, being that it's Asa Bachila, it's also going to be Vela, holds that by the Eiver HaMedoldol, also being that it's Asa, it's going to be Tamin Vela. So when Rameir told the Chachamim, I hear your Shita by the Eiver HaMedoldol, he didn't mean it Lishitasai, because Lishitasai he holds the Eiver HaMedoldol is like the Eiver of the Uber. What he meant was the Divrayet. Because Rish Lakish holds that the Chachamim, who in our Mishnah hold that the Shechit, although it didn't work to be matter the Eiver of the Uber, it did work to be matar, it also holds it's matar the Eiver HaMedoldol. So Meir is telling the Chachamim, I hear you, I know you hold your Shita not only in this Mishnah, Behema Makasha. I know you hold it in the Sugis in the end of Masechta Schulin that talk about the Eiver HaMedoldol. And I gladly hear it by the Eiver HaMedoldol. You want to know what I hold? I happen to disagree with you, but at least I hear it. I hear where you're coming from, right? But over here, meaning Lididi, Loishna Eiver the Uber, Loishna Eiver the Behema, Kiadodininu. But at least it's understood what Rameir was saying. What's the problem? El Rabbi Yechanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Eiver HaMedoldol is actually more chomer than the Eiver of the Uber. So there's no one in the world that holds that the Eiver HaMedoldol, which is Asa Bachila, is going to be tar. Everybody agrees it's going to be tar. So what's Rameir saying? Rameir is saying, I hear it by the Eiver HaMedoldol. Really? That's interesting. Even the Chachamim didn't say it by the Eiver HaMedoldol. Nobody hears it by the Eiver HaMedoldol. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, do you understand what Rameir was telling the Chachamim in the Tanya Namiyachi, in the Braisa? So the Gemara says, we're forced to say that we must have had an incorrect version of the Machlaikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now we're going to have the same Machlaikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but the Lishna Basra, Eli'i Itmahachi, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish, said, Machlaikis Bumar, Kach Machlaikis Bevar. The same Machlaikis Rameir, the Chachamim we have in our mission regarding the Eva the Uber, which is also Bachila. Is it Nevela or is it not Nevela? You have by the Eva Medoldo. Eva Medoldo also after you shechni animal, it's also Bachila. Machlaikis Rameir and Chachamim, whether it's going to be Tahar is not going to be Tahar. When it was Rabbi Yochanan Holt, Achleikis be Eved the Uber. Achleikis is only by the Eved the Uber. Avad the Eved the Behema. But as relates to the Behema, the Be'akol ain't Shechita is an evil. Not the Be'akol Shechita is an evil. Just the opposite. Everybody holds the Eved HaMedoldol is more Kuladig than the
Aver of the Ober. Meaning, not only the Chachamim hold that the Shechita is going to work to be Metayr Menevela, even Rav Meir is going to hold that it's going to be Metayr Menevela. The point is, everyone holds it's Metayr Menevela. I'm Rav Yisrael, Rav Chanin, my time is Rav Yechon, Libid Rav Meir. What's Pshat? So it comes out, Rav Yechon is saying that a Libid Rav Meir, there's a chilik between the Aver of the Ober and the Aver Amadol. What is the chilik? Hi Gufa, I love Gufa. The chilik is very simple. Or Rav Meir himself said in the Braisa. The chilik is the Aver Amadol is part of the animal, as opposed to the Aver of the Ober is only part of the Ober. It's easier for the Shechita to be Metayr, the animal itself, than it is for it to be Metayr, the Aver of the Ober. But as it relates to going back to the Braisa, according to the second Lishna, you can read the Braisa both according to Reish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yechon. According to Reish Lakish, the same Machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, by the Aver of the Ober, you have by the Aver Amadol. So when the Rav Meir tells the Chachamim in the Braisa, I hear your shita as it relates to the Aver Amadol. He didn't mean that he agrees with it. It's Livraim Rabbanon Kamri. He just said, I hear it. What you're saying in the Mishnah, Beim HaMakash, I pasha don't hear. That's what Rameir is saying. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's more geschmack. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Rameir agrees by the Aver Amadol. Everybody agrees by the Aver Amadol. So what Rameir is telling the Chachamim is, listen, I even agree with you as it relates to the Aver Amadol. But as it relates to the Beim HaMakash with the Uber, I love Gufahu. Over here, I do not hear it. Zok I'm not finished. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is important because we just had two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan holds when it comes to the Tumah component of the Aver HaMedoldo. According to the first version, Rabbi Yochanan held that everybody agrees it's Tameh, even the Chachamim. According to the second version, which the Gemara suggested is the Iker, and we'll see now in the Hemshech of the Gemara, is the Iker. Everybody agrees, meaning even Rav Meir agrees, that is going to be Tahar. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees, Shemisa Oisa Nipo, that if you have an animal that had an Aver HaMedoldol, then it died. It wasn't Shechita. Rather, what happened was, it died. The halacha is, everybody agrees that Aver HaMedoldo is deemed to have fallen off before the animal died. And as a result, that Aver will have Tumas Aver Menachai, not Tumas Nevel. So even though Tumas Aver Menachai and Tumas Nevel are very similar to each other, but they're not the same. Nevel is much more chomer than Aver Menachai. And as a result, the Aver will be viewed to have fallen off before the death of the animal. So we look at it as if it was Purish Min Achayim, not Purish Min HaNevela. Nafgamin is it has Tumas Eva Min Achay, it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. And everybody agrees with that. Nobody argues with that. Who's the nobody? The mayor, the Chachamim, everybody agrees. Ve'ein Shechita Oysa Nipol. But at the same time, everybody agrees that Shechita is not going to be Oysa Nipol. That if you shech the animal, then we don't look at the Eva as if it fell off, meaning it's not going to be Tumas Eva Min Achay. That is the second version of what Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous Gemara. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is corroborating, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the second Lishna that we had in understanding Rabbi Yochanan. But he added something, meaning in the second thing he said was Ein Shechita Oysa Nipol. But his first halacha he said was also very big Kiddush. That Misa is Oysa Nipol. That for some reason, this Shiloh, when the Aver, the animal that has the Aver HaMedoldol is now dead. So do you look at the Aver as if it fell off previously and the Misa just completed, it was the Gemar Nefila, like Rashi said in Amar Aleph. Nah, so till now, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, one Lishna, two Lishnas, maybe it's Tony Machlech. Now the Gemara is being mechadish that it could be there's another factor that we need to take into consideration, and that is how did the animal die? Did it die naturally? Was it Misa? Or did it die Al Yidei Shechita? Kuli Alma says the Gemara, Misa is Oysa Nipol, meaning if it dies Misa, then we look at the Aver as if it had fallen off previously, it's going to be Aver Menachai, Shechita Zayin Oysa Nipol, says the Gemara. But Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema be'Aver de'Ober. Rabbi Yochanan said, Misa Oysa Nipol, Ein Shechita Oysa Nipol. Was he referring to the Aver, the Ober? So when we explained the Gemara, we explained that he was referring to the Aver HaMedoldol. That's based on the Maskana, what the Gemara is going to say right now. But here the Gemara is just walking through it in real time. Are we talking about the Aver of the Ober, Miflik Pligi? You can't say, Hakom Oidem. There's a Mishnah where there's a Machlaikis, Remain the Chachamim, Ela Be'Aver the Behema. What he means is the Be'Aver of the Behema. And we're discussing the Aver HaMedoldol, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. that even though this machlekes remain the chum in our Mishnah, but as it relates to the Avraham Adodo, there it's going to be different. Everyone's going to agree, no machlekes. Misa is oisinipo, shchita is eino oisinipo. But the Gemara asks another kasha, and that is Misa Tanina, shchita Tanina. Both of these halachas are of Yechanan seem to be mefurish and mishnayis. Misa Tanina, where do you have this halacha? Where's this a Mishnah? That Misa is oisinipo. It's a Mishnah later in the Masechta. The Kamon daf kuf chav zayin. Misa behema. If the behema dies, habasa tzarech hechsher. The halacha is the basar needs hechsher in order for it to be mekabel tuma. The ha'ever mitamim b'shom ever menachai. The ene mitamim b'shom ever menavei. So we're discussing over here an animal that died that had an ever hamedoldol, and the halacha is that the basar is not tame. The only way the basar of the ever hamedoldol is tame is if it becomes hechsher mekabel tuma. But it's not tame in and of itself. That's another way of saying it. It's not an avail, because if it was an avail, it wouldn't have to have hechsher mekabel tuma. Hechsher mekabel tuma means if you're getting your tuma from somewhere else. If you're a source of tuma, you don't need to be hechsher mekabel tuma, right? So if the Mishnah says that the basar needs to be hechsher mekabel tuma, it means it's not basar avail. The next part of Mishnah is literally mefurish. Nobody argues with Rameir, says Rashi. So if that's the case, kuliyam, it's a mefurish of Mishnah. Everybody holds that misa zaysenipol. That if you had an animal that had an Avraham Medoldo, then the animal died, you look at that Aver. Now it's being given menachai. That's why it's not tummy tummy sevel. That's why the boss, so you don't have to worry about shchita. Nami tanina. The Gemara says that shchita is also mafurish mishnah. The fact that shchita is oisen nipo, which seemed to be a whole discussion. Now the Gemara is saying, oh, by the way, it's a mafurish mishnah. Where is it? A mafurish mishnah. The Mishnah says nishchita behema. If you shecht a behema, huchshu b'damea. The halach is that they become hukshar, they referring to the aver. We'll see, the Gemara is giving medayik the word they. The aver should be it. Lashon yachid. What's the lashon rabin? The nishchat ha-behema, hukshiru b'damea, it could become hukshar b'kabal tum b'divra meir. Rab Shimon oimer loy hukshiru. Now, what do you mean it should be hukshar or loy hukshar? Why don't we say that the halacha is that it's tameh? It should be tameh, tumas, evi menachai. Now, here there's no discussion of really being tumas nevela. The Gemara assumes because he shechted it. But the question is, at the very least, it should be tumas evi menachai. You see, there's no tumas evi menachai. And who said it? Oh, Rameir said it. So you see, mefurish, that even Rameir, who holds an Ar Mishnah when it comes to the Aver, the Uber, that there's going to be Tumah. Over here, he seems to say, Nishchata Behema, as it relates to the Aver, Hochshuru B'dameo. But the Gemara is asking this as a kasha now. Because if Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Hakol Moedim Shemisa Oisenipol is a Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that Ein Shchita Oisenipol is a Mishnah, then why Rabbi Yochanan have to say it? Rabbi Yochanan's an Amayra. The Amiram didn't repeat Mishnayas. The Rabbanim, the Amiram were commentary on the Mishnayas. They explained the Mishnayas. They asked questions, tekus, ibayalus, rayas, things. But they didn't repeat verbatim Mishnayas. So if that's the case, what's this big chiddush? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, "Ichab geheard from Rabbi Yochanan." It's Mishnayis. It's Mishnayis in the end of Masechta Zechulin. So the Gemara answers the second kasha. As it relates to the second kasha, that ain't shchita oisen ipol, isn't it a mafurish Mishnah later? The Gemara says no. Because what did the Mishnah say? Nishchita behema, huchshiru b'damea. Now we're assuming, what does huchshiru mean? That the only way the Aver hamadoldol could become tameh is if it's first huchshiru l'kabel tumah. Why? Why isn't it even menachai? See, you see that shchita is ain't oisen ipol. The Gemara says maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Imei, how about my huchshiru abasa? Maybe it's referring to the basa. The basa has to be hukshar. What's the svara? Because even though there's halach of eva menachai, there's no halach of basa menachai. One of the differences between eva menachai and nevela is by nevela, every kazayas basa is tameh. When it comes to eva menachai, it's only the eva. You need eva. Once there's eva, then the basa, which is attached to the eva, is tameh. But you need to have an eva. So maybe hukshar is referring to the basa. Nishchata behema, hukshar b'damea. That being that there was a proper shchita, although the shchita maybe was oisen nipol, and the aver itself will be tameh, but the basa is not going to be tameh. And the reason the basa is not going to be tameh is because there's no issa aver menachai if all you have is basa without any aver. And being that there was a shchita, so that shchita work even for the aver hamedoldol in the sense that its basa is not going to be tameh. But you don't see Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, because Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is that there's no aver menachai, which means that even the aver would require hechsher l'kabel tumah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says hukshuru, they. What is they referring to? We're assuming it's referring to the Aver. Maybe it doesn't mean the Aver. Maybe it means the Basa. But the Gemara says ha hukshuru ktani.
Huchshu is a Lashon Rabim. Isn't the Lashon Rabim of Huchshuru, isn't that in and of itself a raya that this pronoun of Huchshuru, they, what's it referring to? Oh, must be it's referring to Saidabasar and Saidaver, but the point is it includes in it the Aver. Mara says, no. Maybe it's the they is all referring to the Basar. Why do you need a Lashon Rabim to refer to one thing? Basar should be in the singular. It's two types of basar. Chad lebasar ha-perish min ha-ever, v'chad lebasar ha-perish min ha-behema. One is the basar ha-perish min ha-behema, reverse order, v'chad lebasar ha-perish min ha-ever. There's two types of basar. There's the basar that was perish from the behema directly, and then there's the basar that was perish from the ever ha-medoto. My umad ha-hai mi-hai, what's the difference? Sat-gumara, sol-gatai t'chamin, I would have thought, ha-ilu, metame tu-mechamura, agavavav, emaloy bai hechsher. You would have thought the chiddush is that the basar that was part of the Aver HaMedoldol, being that when it's part of the Aver, it takes on Chumras and Tumah V'Tahara of Aver Menachai, even though it's not an Aver. But when it's attached to an Aver, it has a special place in the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, because it can take on the status of Aver, because it's part of the Aver, and Aver Menachai has special laws of Tumah. So the Basar that's attached to the Aver has special laws of Tumah. So you would have thought a new Chiddush, a new random Chiddush. You would have thought that anytime you have Basar that falls off an Aver, maybe even if the animal had a good Shechita, maybe that Basar could become Tumah without first becoming Huchshal L'Kabel Tumah, without Mesechtes Machshirin. Why would you think that? Usually food cannot become Tumah unless it's first Huchshal L'Kabel Tumah. This is a different type of food. This is flesh that's attached to an Aver, which sometimes has the Chumrah of an Aver, Aver Menachai. So you find one Chumrah, maybe you would think another chumrah, kamash malan.